Good afternoon. Welcome to Senate Finance. Today is Wednesday, May 11th, 2016. We're at the Bill Ray Center here, room 230 in Juneau, Alaska. The time is 3:01 p.m. This is the Senate Finance Committee. With me at the table this afternoon, Senator Michicki.
Good afternoon.
Senator Dunleavy.
Good afternoon.
Senator Bishop.
Good afternoon.
And myself, Senator and Co-Chairman Anna McKinnon. We should be joined shortly by Co-Chairman Kelly, who is away on other state business at this time. Is there anything to come before the committee before we begin? If nothing else, Senator Michicki, may I have a motion?
Substitute for Senate Bill 138 Finance 29-GS2741/P before the committee as our working document.
I'll object for purposes of explanation and take a brief at ease while we pass out the documents. Brief at ease. We're back on the record. Before the Senate Finance Committee is the CS for Senate Bill number 138 Finance. For those that may be following us at home or off net and online, we have the capital budget for the state of Alaska before us. Ms. Kramer, if you could walk us through the changes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, Laura Kramer, staff to Senator McKinnon. The first change can be found on page 4, line 28. This is the addition to the Department of Health and Social Services for a information exchange providers incentive program. It's $480,000 in unrestricted general funds, and it leverages $3.6 million in federal funds. The next change is on page 7, line 22. This is a reduction to the state equipment fleet. The reduction is $4.6 million, so the amount this budget funds for the state equipment fleet is $20 million instead of the request of $24.6 million. The next change is same page, line 24. The federal program match has been increased in the CS by $7 million, and the funds source is we reduced UGF with $20 million of capital income fund, and that is reflected somewhere else. It's not reflected right here, but this is an increase over what you saw in the previous CS version E of $7 million. The next change can be found in section 4 on page 24. Line 23. This is $12.5 million of capital income fund for the purchase of an office building and land located at 1500 West Benson Boulevard in Anchorage. The next change is in Section 7, which can be found on page 28, line 9. The juvenile justice, this is for increase for staff and health care of $1 million. This was a supplemental item. This was outstanding. I had spoke to this previously at our two meetings ago about this. This was an outstanding item between the House and the Senate. We were waiting on the House to do some more research on this item, and they came back to us and said that they're fine with this item. So it is in the budget at the request amount that the governor submitted of $1 million. The next change is on the same page, line 29. This is with the Department of Natural Resources. This is a technical fix that was made last session in 2015 for the FY16 budget and conference committee. The funds were taken out of the, they were paid in general fund dollars. They should have been taken out of in-state gas line fund. And this changes that and refunds the in-state gas line and corrects that error that was made in conference committee. And I think I may have had that backwards, Madam Chair. I think it was actually originally, it was appropriated out of the in-state gas line fund and should have been general fund dollars. The next change can be found on page 35, line 24. This is in section 17 for the Department of Corrections. This is for the Alaska Corrections Offender Management System and Victim Information Notification System. This is a result of Senate Bill 91, the crime bill. And originally, we had funded this at $1.25 million. This, the Department of Corrections came back to us and said that the $1.25 would not accomplish what they were hoping to accomplish as a result of SB 91, that they needed the full $1.5 million. So this brings that up to the $1.5 million. And of course, this there is contingency language found on page 49, line 27, that if this would not take effect unless the crime bill actually passes and is signed into law. The next change is in section 20 on page 40, line 12. This is for the Department of Fish and Game. In 2012, the department received an appropriation for replacement of their research vessel, the Resolution, for $3.7 million. The department has since come back to us, and after doing some studies and getting some bids, replacement of that vessel is much too costly. And so we are, right in this section, we are changing this from replacement to refurbishment and repair, so they can do repairs and refurbishment to that vessel rather than replace it. The next change is right below that on page or on line 29. This is for the Department of Health and Social Services. This is for modifications to the Medicaid Management Information System. This is also a result of action taken by the legislature with Medicaid reform, Senate Bill 74. It's $910,000 of unrestricted general fund, and it leverages almost $9.5 million in federal funds. And again, there's contingency language should that bill not be signed into law that this would not go into effect. The next change is the very next section, section 22, found on line 28 for the Department of Law. In October, during our October 2015 special session for the AKLNG project, the department received $10.1 million for the AKLNG project. They, in talking with them this session, they are set to lapse $4.1 million of that. So this reduces that appropriation to $6 million. The next change can be found in section 24, page 42, line 13. This is for the Department of Revenue, reprogramming of the Tax Revenue Management System and Revenue Online Tax Portal for $1.2 million of unrestricted general funds. This is a result, this would be a result of tax credit reform legislation. So again, there's contingency language in, found on page 50. That this would not go into effect if we do not pass and if that bill is not signed. Also on that page, line 29, the reappropriation total for the Department of Transportation, that number has changed from originally it was $19.7 million and has been revised down to $13.5 million. This is a result of receiving feedback from OMB as well as the Department of Transportation. Several of the reappropriations in version E were encumbered. The funds in many of those projects were already encumbered, or there were issues with some of those reappropriations. As a result, we have taken out and revised about 15 or so different reappropriations in this section. The next change can be found in section 26 on page 47, line 16. This is for the Alaska Travel Industry Association. The legislature this year took away the authority or changed the authority of the Department of Commerce. Right now they manage a program. It's a travel guide for the state, and they sell advertisements. The industry sells advertisements and makes contributions for the printing and ads in that book. The legislature has asked the department to no longer have that function and has asked the industry to take that over. There are outstanding receipts in the account, and if we don't put this language in there, the funds would go unspent. With this language, the industry can use the funds to continue the travel guide, and really it's work that they have done, so it's appropriate for them to have this receipt authority. The next change can be found in section 29 on page 49, line 7. This is fund capitalization section. The first one in A, this is for the amount I was speaking to earlier for the Department of Law, the reduction in their appropriation we made in the AKLNG special session. This is taking that $4.1 million and depositing it into the AKLNG fund. And section B transfers $26 million from the in-state fund to the AKLNG fund. And part of the reasoning for doing this is for, as we all know, the administration came forward and asked the legislature to fund different agencies' requests for the project and tasks relating to the AKLNG project. This would require the agencies to go through AGDC to get money out of the AKLNG fund to work on the project specific. The next change is section 32, found there on page 23, or line 23. This is the retroactivity clause. We've updated it to if the bill passes after June 30th, it would be retroactive. Originally, the date in here was April 17th, assuming that we passed a capital budget in a kind of normal time for the legislature. And the next change is section 33. This is the contingency language that I've spoken about in the different sections of the bill relating to the tax credit reform, the corrections reform, and the Medicaid reform. The next change is in section 34, there on page 50, line 6. It's an immediate effective date for the supplemental, the FY17 operating judgments and settlements, fire suppression, and the retroactivity clause. So with that, Madam Chair, our new capital budget total of unrestricted general funds is $69,337,000. If you count operating as well as the supplemental appropriations you can find in this bill, it's $136,976,800. This is a total reduction over the governor's proposed of $112,275,000.
Are there questions from committee members? Seeing and hearing none, I'll remove my objection to adoption of the CS for Senate Bill 138, Finance / version P. Is there further objections on adopting the CS? Seeing and hearing none, the CS for Senate Bill 138, Finance / P, is before the committee. Any comments? Brief at ease. we're back on the record. For those following at home or sitting in the audience here in Juneau, the public hearing was opened and closed on the capital budget on 4-6-2016. At this point, I'm ready to move the bill. We had asked for amendments some time ago, but we won't do that until tomorrow morning, so we'll have a 10 a.m. meeting tomorrow for consideration over the evening so that we make sure that everything is as it should be in the capital budget to move it from committee. So tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., with your support, I would hope to move the bill out of committee. With that, the announcement for the Finance Committee, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., Senate Finance will be meeting. With that, we're adjourned.